You have questions. Find your answers at starspsychics.com.
Hello, I'm Natalie, owner of starspsychics.com. I am dedicated to providing affordable access to spiritual advisors. Here are two satisfied clients who will tell you what it's like to work with me.
Quoting Jackie.
It's a comfortable site. Everybody is so friendly. They treat you like family.
Barb added this about Natalie.
She's a kind and caring person who gives accurate readings.
You have questions? Find your answers today at starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Starscast, also known as Natalie. My guest fell ill this evening, so she can't make it tonight, but we will reschedule. So I guess I'll talk a little while, which we all know I can do. Anyways, I think... what's going on right now, and I have to stop looking at my monitors, but I think what's going on right now, we can discuss a little bit, and I want everybody to be safe, follow the guidelines of your state, stay in. I have not been out. It's about 16 days now. I have no intention of going out. I'm very careful. You know, people bring me stuff and put it on my porch and that kind of thing, and it's just... you don't want to get this, and it doesn't matter what age you are. You can be really young. You know, I mean, there's, 18 to 40-year-olds getting ill, and so it can affect everybody. And you don't know if you're in a group, if you could be a carrier, or somebody else is a carrier, and they pass it along to you, and then a week or so later, you get sick. So we don't want that happening. I don't want that happening. You know, I'm going to tell you what I do every day is I have my little chat with God. Sometimes it's not always so nice. You know, it's I don't want to say not so nice. It's nice. It's just I kind of give him a dissertation. I think enough is enough. I think the message has gotten across. I hope so to many people. And I wrote to somebody. I have an author that writes for my magazine. And I said to him, you know, it's always been about the money. Now it's about each other, and you have to remember that. It's about each other all over the world. You know, I mean, I love everybody. I guess maybe it's a failing of mine. I don't know. But, you know, I'm going to tell you we are here on starspsychics.com, stars with a Z, psychics.com, to chat with you. We cannot discuss health issues, of course, but we are there for you. And if you have anything, you can always write to me and say, hey, Natalie, this is going on. I don't know who to go to, what to do. You can email me at stars with a Z, cast, C-A-S-T, at stars with a Z, psychics.com. But I want, above all, everybody to be safe. I really, really do. That's so important. I think about people that are passing away, and it's not only the elderly. You know, it's not only the elderly. My son, he doesn't want me to go to the grocery store. No, you're not going to do that. None of that kind of stuff. And I think he's always been a blessing. I've always talked highly of him. Everybody knows that whenever they hear me about him. I'm very, very blessed. And my daughter-in-law also, she brought food today. We ordered some Greek food from this dear friend that I've known for years, or I don't know, 15 years, I guess. And he'll say, hey, girl. He calls me, hey, girl. But he said, people in Greece are doing okay, contrary to what everybody's hearing. And I have authors. I have one in China, and his family's in Wuhan, exactly where it was, okay, and where it started. And he said his family's doing fine. He is now in Vancouver, and he said he's doing okay. I mean, all the authors, I can't even tell you how many I've heard from back and forth, from Los Angeles to India to China, the UK, all over. They've been writing to me, and it's really wonderful. And that's how we connect. You know, everybody connects all over the world, and I don't even know how many people that I know, but... you know, you need people to lean on. Come to Stars. My Stars advisors are wonderful. They are family. They're family to me, and I am family to them. And they will treat you the very same way. There is just, I mean, I've never had a complaint, oh, this one was this way. No. Stars is 8.5 years old right now. And I've been doing this, everybody knows, since I was with America Online. But Planet Stars was started in 1998 and my magazine in 1999. So that should tell you something, right? I mean, I think I know what I'm doing. But nonetheless, come and talk and chat to the stars. And, you know, maybe you just need somebody to talk to. Like, you know, I'm feeling really depressed. What do I do? Who do I talk to? You know, and you wonder who they go to, right? I have people that I go to, although I've had a really good attitude for quite a while now, because I feel really good about this. I think this is going to make the world a better place. I know we don't like people dying. I hate that. And little kids and, oh, my, I don't like that at all. And, you know, go if you want some good guidelines, go to the cdc.gov. You'll get good guidelines there. Just follow what you know to be right. Go there, and there. I think there's a form on Google. Maybe it's on the Gov site that you can fill out, and it'll tell you different things. If you know, and they're talking about, don't go for a test unless you really have to. And I think you have to be. Your doctor has to prescribe it. I mean, I don't think you can just get in line and say, well, I don't feel good. I don't think that's going to fly. But anyways, I'm just the support that's coming from all over the world. See, I told you I could talk a long time, right? I mean, I never stop. No, I just thought it was a good time to cover some of these things and let you know how I feel. And I will tell you that the world is really bothering me. I myself have been fatigued. I'm forcing myself to do things because I want to keep busy, but I just think it's what's going on. And, you know, I'm a super empath, and everybody knows that. And when you are an empath, you feel things, and you don't even know where they're coming from, but you feel them. You know that they're there. And I think we'll all get through this. You know, my neighbor was over and she brought me pound cake. I said, what are you trying to do, get me fat? And she said, no. And she brought me a little dish of blueberries and had it all wrapped up and everything, stood on the porch. And she said, no, I think she likes to see me every other day to make sure that I'm okay. And I am. I sit outside. It's beautiful in South Carolina right now. It's in the 80s, not right at the moment, but it has been. We've just had some great weather here, and it'll just get warmer and warmer. And I think, you know, if you can't get anywhere, go sit outside, go for a walk, but stay, I guess the thing is, 6 feet away, stay away from other people, you know, just be cognizant of what's going on and others around you, and you'll be just fine. And I'm hoping that the states get all that they need. Because that's another thing. We all wish probably we were in a position to just whip them up and send the ventilators. And I had two parents on them. I know what it's like. It's not pretty. It's scary. But I think we will prevail. We're the United States of America. We are who we are. And the government is working together, and this is a bonus in itself, and I think it's a wonderful thing. It doesn't matter what party you're from. It doesn't matter to me. I don't really care. You know, and sometimes, you know, Candy's sending me things. People aren't getting symptoms. Yes, I said that. You're not even having symptoms at all, but you could be a carrier. So just do the practices of staying away, okay? Just make sure that you're far enough away. I have somebody coming to do my seasonal check on my air conditioning. Of course, that's super important in South Carolina. And I told the girl, I said, he needs to wear a mask and gloves, and he's not to come near me. I won't stand near him at all. He can come in my entrance, the front door. My front door, it's not really an entrance, the front door. Change my cleanup. You know, he has to wash my water, my filter, not water filter, my filter. And then he has to go outside and check all the measurements that are there, then he has to go up in the attic. That's fine. That's good enough for me. But I'm just being really, really careful. I don't want to get sick, you know. It's just, you know, I just, if you go some, you know, I went someplace, where did I go? Oh, I went to Savannah 3 weeks ago, and I was a little worried about going, but I went, and I'm okay, nothing happened. But Jackie, who does my content for me, she said, now, when you come home, you take your clothes off and you put them in the washer right away, put new stuff on right away. So I did that. It wasn't to humor her, but I did it. She said, you don't want anything left on you. And that's true, but there's a lot of things you're going to read, but follow the guidelines. I think that's the most important thing. And I don't know what else I can discuss here. Candy's typing away to me, telling me all these things, and I've already discussed all this, but I think if you go to the www.cdc.gov, it's G-O-V, you're going to find some good things. She said there was an infant in South Carolina that was diagnosed, but you know, that really hurts me. I just, you know, it hurts everybody, I'm sure. So, with all that I just said, we will have another guest next week. I'm going to look in my trusty little book. I'm already booked into, believe it or not, June. Who do I have next week? And we will reschedule this lovely lady who has experienced an awful lot. Wait till you hear her story. Who do I have? I have a gal named Mary August, and she's another author. And then down the road, I'm going to have Barbara Berger from the Netherlands, and I'm going to have, in June, listen to this one, I'm going to have a man who regresses, and he wants 2 hours. He's going to be a world of information. That is going to be on June 17th. So I'm lining up some really good ones. I'm trying to get some others. I mean, I can basically get anybody that I want. And if you know somebody, by the way, that's how this guest tonight I got from Candy, who does all the marketing, the little ace that she is, with the magic fingers, I tell her. Anyways, if you have somebody that you think might want to be interviewed, that's written a book, that has a story to tell, have them contact me, starscast@starswithaz.com or starscast@mysticlivingtoday.com. I might mention the magazine. I sent out reminders to everybody. Well, you know, what's happening is they're all sending me 2 and 3 things at a pop. It's the time. People want to express themselves. Authors want everybody to know and have some good guidelines and know what to, and I think it's wonderful. I think the more information that's out there that's reputable, now listen to the stuff that's reputable, that it's going to be good. And do what I do. Do what Natalie does. I'm working on my bookkeeping. Now, thank goodness it's been delayed. I don't have to have everything done before April 15th. I was so happy about that one because it gives me more time. So I'm working on that. I am working on my fairy tale. I want to say my little fairy. It's a beautiful fairy tale. It really, really is. I get encouragement from people, and sometimes I don't always do what I'm supposed to do with it. But I've been trying to do that when I sit outside. And you know, when you're outside and you listen to the birds. Here we have these big cranes, and we have ducks. I mean, like you can't imagine. And they're just, I mean, my neighbor feeds them, and I got some feed for them, too. I mean, there's hundreds of them. I mean, and they just sit there, and they wait. Okay, where's our stuff? We're here. Where are you? I mean, they're the cutest, sweetest things. And I'm going to try to get some pictures and post them on Instagram. By the way, my Instagram is Stars Psychics. That's my Instagram. You can go there and look at all the beautiful healing cards that I have there. Candy puts all the videos for the guests. She puts them there. We're on, of course, on Facebook. I mean, I'm all over the place with Facebook because of Candy, actually. And I don't really do that. I let her handle that. And we're on Twitter. I've been posting in LinkedIn. You can reach me there under Natalie Sist, S-I-S-T, like in Tom. I'm there, and I'm posting all the cards. The healing cards go there, the energy healing cards by Stars Rainbow Rose. And let's see, what else can I tell you? Gosh, all this information I'm putting out. And look at the time. My goodness, it's just flying by, isn't it? But we all know that Natalie can talk. She could talk to nobody. Well, I'm talking to somebody because I know somebody's listening to me I know two people are listening to me. Candy and my other friend. And so let's see, what else can we tell you? drink lots of fluids, hydrate yourself. Okay. I'm fond of, it's called ice, I-C-E. It's there's no calories, and it's not a fruit juice. It's got a lot of good vitamins in it. But what I do is I get cold water, and I fill the glass up mostly with the water, and I just put a little bit of this ice. Comes in grape and raspberry and all different kinds of flavors. It's really good. I get that. I have that right beside me right now. You can hear my voice is a little raspy, but it doesn't matter. You can still understand me. It's when I lose my voice that you don't understand anything. I might tell you a little bit about my fairy tale. Well, it's very spiritual. It's very uplifting. And you know how I always end my show, believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. Well, this lady meets this man it's just like synchronicities in motion, and this man is with her. Well, her dream is to go to Africa, and of course that's Natalie's dream also, to go to Africa. And, you know, she has these abilities, but she's not really told people. She's kept it to herself all of her life, sounds like me. So she, you know, gradually shows some things, but she has this way with the animals, and it's really, really unreal. They do marry. The man and the woman do marry. I don't know if I'm going to give them a name or if I'm just going to say the lady and the man. I'll probably give them a name of some kind. But they do marry, and they go off to Africa. But lo and behold, you know, they stop on the, you know, they've got, I'm like a safari, but he's got a lot of money, so there's a lot of people with them. It's not just one man driving this little Jeep kind of thing. Well, she's a photographer. She likes to take pictures. She's not a professional one, but she takes really good ones. So she kind of wanders off. Not good. So her husband realizes she's gone. They can't find her. She's just taken off someplace, you know. Well, actually what happens to her, she gets turned around. And it's got a good ending. It really has a good ending. You know, Natalie would not have a bad ending because this is really good, basically going to be for maybe like my granddaughter's age, 15, thereabouts. It can be a little younger because this is a story that my granddaughter read to the English class in ninth grade. And the teacher just loved it. And that should have encouraged me to finish the whole thing, but it really didn't. Now, this is kind of like a quick version of what it's about. It has a really good ending. Gets a little scary because there she is wandering around on the savannah. Oh, that's what they call it, the savannah, all over the place. She's getting twisted around, and it's getting a little, you know, the sun is going down a little bit, so it's getting pretty scary. She's not worried. She's not worried at all. She just keeps trying to find her way back to the man that she loves more than anything. And it's a nice love story. It's a feel-good story. And that's all I'm going to tell you, but that it does have a good ending. I would never have a bad ending. Candy wrote all kinds of stuff here. You know, she's an advocate of usually I'll play this one thing that's the Free to Love I play at the end of the show. She doesn't like anybody to be bullied. She's a real advocate of that. And then she's got all kinds of things here, crisis text line. She's just typing away. She's typing away. And she's got, we're on a mission to ignite change, to stand up to bullying. And I should, the lady that was going to be on tonight was going to tell a wonderful story of what she survived. And you would not believe that it still goes on today all over the place. Only she was fortunate. She got out when she was 19. I'm not going to spill the beans because, you know, she would have been on tonight, but she told me, I'm not really feeling very well. And, you know, things happen. Natalie could have lost her voice at the last moment in time, and poof, that would have been it. No talking, no nothing. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to end this, but I'm going to play the song Free to Love. This is Candy Loves. I love this song. You'll find yourself kind of moving around in your seat or dancing a little bit. It's really a nice song. It's a feel-good kind of song. And I wanted to tell Candy that I don't know if people remember Caliani. I think I'm going to have her back on the show. Anna Clay is an opera star. I'm going to have her back. These are artists that I got acquainted with that, you know, sometimes you just really hit it off, and everything is just there. You just click, and it's with these two ladies. And as a matter of fact, Kellyanne said to me, she said, "When can I come back on your show? I really loved it." But you know, I'm really blessed in that way that everybody that I have had has loved being on the show, and we always go at least an hour, sometimes longer. And, you know, I'm nonstop talking anyway, so, I mean, look, I've already talked for 20 minutes by myself. But I'm going to end this with, please be safe, follow the guidelines, do what is asked of you. Don't take any chances. You know, if you have elderly people in your life, no, and neighbors or whatever they are, family, neighbors, stay away from them. Call them and say, do you need anything? Help your neighbors. I'll go to the store for you. I'll put it on the porch. That's what you do. That's the best way you can handle it. And I think, I mean, look at me. I mean, I don't have a car, but I have a neighbor next door who feeds me pound cake. I don't, you know. I mean, it sounds like I eat the whole pound cake, but I don't. And what did she bring me before the other day? She brought me two blueberry muffins. And she told me today, she says, when I get stressed, I bake. And when Natalie gets stressed, she doesn't eat. You know, I'll find myself going all day, and I'll sit there, and I'll say to Muzzy, my cat, Muzzy, you realize I didn't have much today? Mm-hmm. Okay. Time to have something, you know. But we had good Greek food tonight. I had good Greek food tonight with chicken, and he makes it just perfect. And he's from Greece, and he started teaching me a little bit of Greek. It was a long time ago, but, you know, I know people all over the place from all over the world. It's wonderful. It's wonderful what I do. So, go to mysticlivingtoday.com. Send me your things, you know, poetry, excerpts, reviews, if you want something reviewed, or if you have a review. Sometimes I'll do press releases. Sometimes somebody brand new will contact me and say, Natalie, I think maybe you might be interested in us. And sometimes if the time is short, like if I'm going to be putting up the magazine, I'll take that and put it in as a press release, and then I'll go back and tell them, you know, I would really like an excerpt, or I would like them on the show. Nobody has ever said no to me, not one person. And I have some great people. I have somebody from Hunt Publishing. Anybody I want, you got them. I mean, granted, they have to be done in the afternoon because they're in the UK, but that's okay. There'll be some shows that we're going to be doing that. We'll be doing them a little bit earlier, and there'll be an announcement. And when Candy does the page on Facebook and every place else, you'll know. And I always put a note on the main on starpsychics.com so that you can see what's happening. Usually I put it up like Sunday, and that's when Candy does all her work, is mostly on Sunday. She starts promoting early. I don't, you know, whatever she has time for, but she's just awesome. And she just said to me, I love you so much. Thank you for all you do. I love you so much too, Candy. And thank you for all you do. And thank you everybody for tuning in. Everybody knows I love what I do. I really, really do. So with that, we will see you next week. I hope we don't have another cancellation, but with what's going on, you know, things happen. People get sick. They don't feel good. I don't want them doing something when they're not feeling well, because then they're going to feel like they didn't give their very best. So Natalie is very accommodating. I told her, no worries. I said, I still love you. I'll send you an email, and we'll reschedule. It's simple. It's just a simple thing. It's not the end of the world. So have a good evening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station, 8 to 9 p.m. And remember, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. Good night.
them could be who they were really meant to be without them.